Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Tape number 160, Repent or Perish. One of the hardest things for men and women to do is to repent of their sins. Repentance is a direct challenge to man's willpower. It demands that he humble himself before God and give up everything that is contrary to his will. The holy demands of repentance have kept many of the high-minded out of the kingdom of God. Repentance is a duty imposed upon all mankind. It's a plain command of God, and no man can refuse to repent without bearing the responsibility that must come upon him. When Jesus gave the worldwide commission, he said that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. Paul said that God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. Can anyone read these scriptures and conclude that he can be saved without repentance? Surely not. Let us clear away some of the misunderstanding about repentance by learning what it is not. In the first place, repentance is not simply being afraid. Paul convicted Felix of his sins. Felix trembled with fear, but he did not repent and turn. Acts chapter 24, verse 25. There are many people today who are afraid when they think of their sinfulness, but they, like Felix, refuse to repent and die without hope. In the second place, repentance is not simply being sorry that one has sinned. The murderers of Jesus sorrowed on Pentecost at Peter's preaching. They were pierced in their hearts by godly sorrow, yet they were told to repent. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Their sorrow was godly because it was produced by their faith in the gospel preaching, but it was not repentance. In the third place, repentance is not simply and solely a reformation of life. A man may quit sin and yet not repent toward God. He may quit because that particular sin renders him unpopular in his business or among his associates. Thus, he may reform his life for selfish reasons, but such reformation is not repentance. Simply stated, repentance is a change of mind or will based upon godly sorrow, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, and resulting in a manner of life directed by Christ, Acts chapter 26, verse 20. Our Lord gave us an example of repentance which we can all understand. He said a certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." He answered and said, "I will not." But afterward he repented and went, Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 and 29. This boy began to reflect on what he had done, and he realized that he had disobeyed his father. He became conscious of the fact that he sinned against his father, who was responsible for his very existence. And when he came to himself, he acknowledged that wrong and then corrected it. He changed his mind, repented, and did that which he said he would not do. Jesus said that was repentance. Christ said to the Pharisees that the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Matthew chapter 12, verse 41. Jesus here says that the men of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonas. The Bible says, God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. Jonah chapter 3, verse 10. The preaching of the prophet of God changed the mind of the Ninevites, and this change led them to turn from their evil way. This change of mind was repentance. The Lord has given men two motives as the means of bringing them to repentance. The first motive is fear. The Bible writers say we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10 through 11. This statement and all the warnings in the Bible are intended to move us to repent of our sins. The second motive God uses to bring about repentance is love. The Bible says, "Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." Romans chapter 2, verse 4. The goodness of God is revealed in the life and death of His only Son, Jesus Christ. As we study the life of our Lord and see the beauty of holiness manifested through His earthly pilgrimage, then follow Him to Calvary and watch Him suffer there, dying for our sins, making it possible for poor sinners to be saved and to become children of God, we ask, why all this flow of love? Why all this display of goodness? What wondrous love, O my soul! And the answer comes back in the Bible, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Prosperity.